Rosa.
You guys are listening to Potluck Dinner. Hey, folks.
Hello.
It's us, and we're back.
We are here with episode 37
of Potluck Dinner.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Hey.
If you are a return listener, welcome back. Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you.
Yes, you must love our shenanigans.
I hope so.
And if this is your first time listening, thanks for joining us.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Welcome to our show. We talk about weed.
Mm-hmm.
And we smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
We review weed.
Yeah.
We do a lot.
We love weed.
We just love it. We love weed, yes. So we are smoking on Tangy. Is that how it's pronounced, you think?
I think it might be Tangy, like tangerine.
Tangy. I think so, too. So, Tangy. Yeah, that makes more sense. I have a cartridge with my e-pen.
Ooh.
Nothing fancy.
No, you can't write with this pen.
No, you cannot write with it, but you can smoke with it.
You can smoke with it.
Yeah, so Tangy. It's very... This is very citrus flavored. I feel like they put... I kind of feel like they put orange oil in here. Like, how is it so orangey?
How? Make it more fragrant.
Yeah, man. It's a great high.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I'm going to have some more.
A little choke of Tangy.
A little toke of some Tangy.
A little toot toot of the Tangy.
Now, I'll tell you, when you smoke on these electronic pens, the smoke is different.
Yeah.
It's definitely nothing like smoke from a plant. Smoking oil is definitely different. For me anyway, I definitely choked. Like, coughed my lungs up the first time I smoked an electronic pen.
I did too, and I did tonight.
Yeah, and the electronic pen that we have, guys, is not one of those ones with the huge major clouds.
Right, like, the ones that are for show.
Right, we don't have that. We have the very modest one. And the smoke that comes out looks more like a mist.
It's like a diffuser.
Yeah.
A weed diffuser.
Yeah. It looks more diffusy kind of smokiness. But it'd be potent.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It gets the job done. Appreciate the e-vapes. And cost-effective.
Yes, definitely.
So, Tangy on Leafly. We haven't been on Leafly in a while.
We love Leafly, though.
Yeah, we do love Leafly. It is a hybrid of California orange and skunk.
Excuse me.
You all right?
Am I?
Yeah.
Told you, got your coffee.
Mm-hmm. And it gives you all the good qualities that a sativa gives you. And it's good if you're stressed out, if you're a little bit depressed, if you're tired, if you have headaches.
I have none of those right now.
None of those, no.
Maybe it's thanks to Tangy. I don't know. I'm not experiencing any of those things. I am not depressed. Or, you know what? Let's begin the positive. I am happy. I don't know what the other ones were.
Headaches.
I am headache free.
Headache free.
I am nausea free.
Nausea free.
It really does help.
Pain free.
Smoking weed and when you feel sick. When you don't.
It settles
you
your time. Stomach.
It
like
does
a nice
settle your tummy.
Ginger ale.
Yeah.
That's the best remedy.
Yeah,
ginger
definitely.
Ale and weed.
Ginger ale and weed.
Dum 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 dum.
Would you like some more?
Oh yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Sharing is caring. Sharing is so caring. They say. That's what they say. Sharing is caring. But yeah, Tangy's cool. If you can find it, get it, try it. If you've tried it already, let us know. We want to hear about it. We want to hear about all the cool strains that you guys are smoking.
Yeah, what's your favorite one?
Yeah, what's your favorite strain?
You've heard our favorite strains a million times.
A million times. And we'll say it again, Tsunami and Blue Dream.
There you go.
Boom.
Settled.
Yes.
Well, a million and one.
A million and one.
Giving me a million reasons, giving me a million reasons. I'm like, why the hell did she sing that at the Super Bowl?
Why?
Why did she sing that song?
Why?
I liked Gaga's performance. I thought it was fine.
I didn't watch it.
I watched the halftime and watched overtime. I like Gaga, though.
Yeah.
But I do not like that song. Yeah, I wasn't, like, a huge fan of her last album like that. I wanted to like it, but...
It's not that I'm not a Gaga fan. I do love her music, whatever comes out, but I'm not a fan enough to go and buy an album.
Right.
I mean, love her singles. I love every single one of them.
Yeah, well, almost. She has great singles.
Yeah.
But that one was not a Super Bowl song.
No.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Not today.
Not for this
performance, sweetheart.
She had a keytar.
Yes. I heard. And she jumped out the ceiling.
Yes. She jumped straight out the ceiling.
What the extreme?
She was like a spider. It was like a spider web coming down.
She like prepped and
got the claws.
I love it. Out and down. Out and down.
Lock and release.
Yeah. She was prepped and ready to go. Whoa. Dipped out.
Dipped all the way out. Wow. And caught the football. Ugh.
All right now.
Doing the most.
Gaga. Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
Her dancers were killing it. They were getting it back there.
I feel like she's always got good dancers.
Really? I've never paid attention like that.
Yeah.
Like that. And her videos and stuff like that. Yeah, you're right. You are right. I mean, she's Gaga.
She's
Gaga.
How did she become that? All right, Akon. You've got star power.
All right. Does he have any other artists that we don't know about that he's, like, brought from nowhere or MTV's boiling point?
Isn't he the one who did it for T-Pain?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was.
Wow, so another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that song, The Bartender, is the jam.
Yes.
Akon's verse on it. First of all, the whole song is amazing. But Akon's verse on that song, everybody was going crazy for it because we hadn't heard from Akon in forever.
Yeah.
And he pops up on a fucking T-Pain song.
I like the bartender.
I saw a tweet on my timeline today. And it's a kid standing in front of a fan. Did you ever do that? Stand in front of the fan and sing in front of it?
Yes. Okay. I still do it.
So it's a kid standing in front of the fan and then the caption reads, "Cause he looks so good. Tell me why you wanna work out." Yo. I cannot wait for the summer to come around so I can go sing it to my fan.
Oh my gosh, that's a good one.
Yes. I used to love singing it to the fan.
Oh, that is a good one. Yes.
That was my song. That was my ringtone, honey. That was my ringtone.
Dee Dee really loves. She loves T-Pain.
I love T-Pain. And then Chopped and Screwed was my next ringtone.
Your next T-Pain.
Oh my God. That was my next T-Pain ringtone. Chopped and Screwed. And I remember one time I was having like a text battle with someone.
Oh my God.
And it kept, like, texts kept coming in. You've officially been chopped.
Wow.
It was driving me crazy. Wow. And I had to turn it off because, like, I was like, I cannot hear T-Pain tell me I've officially been chopped and screwed.
2000s obnoxious.
Nope.
2000s obnoxious. Like, once cell phones made their presence known for everybody, it was like everything had to be, here I am. Like, everybody's phone, whether it was the case, they were blinged out, whether they had the chirps on it.
They were
whether
so they had loud.
A ring back tone. Whether there were the remember other the ringtones.
Monophonic ringtones or polyphonic ringtones?
Yes. Yes.
Why, bitch, why is your phone so fucking loud? And it was all muffled?
Oh my gosh.
Bitch, no. Stop. And then Sprint came out with this phone that was hella flat. Like,
right.
And then that shit sang.
Right.
It had real music. My dog, because I remember my friend Patrick, Trick, that's what we used to call him, came with his phone, his flat ass phone, that's playing actual music.
Ciao. Like, yo.
And then it had the capability to, if you could pick up the phone call and listen to what the person was saying, but they would still hear it ringing.
What?
Yes. Yes.
That's.
Yes. Yes.
Surveillance.
Yo, it was like Google Voice before Google Voice. He could hear what you were saying, and you had to announce yourself before. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, wow, wow. These phones.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
So you say, this is Ari. And it's just like, come in, like, come into my phone, like, hello?
Hi, now you can come in, knock, knock. Bitch, I already had to call and the phone had to ring. What else do I need to do to get to you?
Enter.
Right.
Fuck out of here.
Shit, nigga.
I'm never calling you back.
Never.
Never.
But he came with that shit was fly as fuck, and it started playing music, and then everybody's phones had to have actual ringtones, and then you paid $1.99, and then we found out ways to add the songs to our phones without having to pay the $1.99, and made our own fucking ringtones.
Oh my gosh! Remember, people used to buy them from TV.
Buy them.
I don't know anyone who actually did buy them from TV.
Remember that frog thing, and you press like 999 and say frisbee to get all of these ringtones.
It was like a new code each week.
Each week, it was a new fucking code.
Jamster.
And them niggas was charging you $9.99.
No, fine print.
A month.
Fine print on the screen.
A month. No, we don't care if you got any ringtones. You still paying us $9.99 this month, though.
Text 59622 for Nelly and Kelly, no matter what I do. Oh my goodness. Oh wow.
Jamster.
Loud. Phones were loud.
So loud. And then we transitioned back to well, people still have, I guess, hip hop songs or whatever music as their ringtones. But we have transitioned back to the standard stock ringtones.
Yes.
Because before, everybody's phone was singing something different. Everybody's phone had a song. If you had a regular ringtone, we were like, what the fuck?
What is that?
And then when iPhone came out with their doo-doo, what is it? Boom, 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 boom. Everybody went back to
status symbols.
Yeah.
Ringer ringtones were status symbols.
They were totally status symbols.
And
it's like, bitch, what? That sounds like an actual song, but it's not a song. Oh, it's my iPhone. Yeah, that comes with the song. These cool ringtones come with our phone that has a glass front with no buttons.
With no buttons. And the text
The text tones too.
Text tones, yes.
Are very different as well.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, that is funny.
Very funny.
That is funny.
Funny. You know what's funny? Money can be funny. But you don't want your money to be funny.
You don't want your money to be funny.
Right. And, you know, this is a show about weed. We talk about cannabis.
Cannabis.
I'm still okay with calling it weed.
Yeah.
I'm no longer okay with calling it marijuana. We're not doing that. So.
We off that.
We're still checking ourselves. Now, don't. If we mess up, I don't want you. Oh, we have you not doing marijuana. Hey. We're in the process. Okay. See? My dog. We're in the process.
Yes.
So don't. Don't even.
We wouldn't do that to you. Yep. So come on. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Just join us on our journey.
To say no to marijuana.
Just say no to marijuana. Say yes to weed and cannabis.
Yes.
To weed and cannabis. Mm-hmm. Say no to marijuana.
Say no to calling it marijuana.
Yes. Yes. Say no to calling it marijuana. Now, if somebody calls it marijuana and offers you some, you correct them and say, it's actually cannabis, and you take it. Yes, I will take this cannabis. Okay?
Appreciate it, man.
Never, never turn out good weed. Come on now. Come on. But we do have to educate the people.
Yes.
But while we're talking about money and weed, you know, the cannabis industry it's on the up and up. The more places legalizing it, the more opportunities there are for money making.
Booming.
And so we found an article, Money and Career Cheat Sheet, and it, well, the title of this article is unacceptable, so we're gonna call it Legal Cannabis. Sick. Four ways it can make you money. Yeah, so the marijuana gold rush is in full effect, guys. Depending on what part of the country you live in. For those on the West Coast, cannabis has been decriminalized and legalized for recreational use along the entire Pacific Rim. Whoa, what are we doing on the side of the earth? Even states along the Eastern Seaboard, yeah, Massachusetts and Maine have you know, legal cannabis. Along with cannabis legalization has come considerable profit both for private and government interests. So far, Washington and Colorado alone have seen hundreds of millions in tax revenue fill state coffers, and those who were able to secure business licensing and get in the game have helped bolster legal markets. But that's not to say that it hasn't been a bumpy road, but as a complete body of work, the legalization experience seems to be providing promising results. The question for many, whether they are on the outside looking in or living in a legal state themselves, is how to actually get in on the action. How do we get in on the action? Well, here are some ways to do that. You can get a job in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first thing that you can do. And we're going to let you guys know about a few jobs that are in the legal cannabis industry right now that are available.
Yeah, these jobs are pretty fun. You can be an edible creator.
A who?
An edible creator. Okay. Yeah, and that is like a dream job if you are into cooking and baking.
Get a profit off of that.
Yummy.
There's also delivery, which we know is one of the oldest cannabis professions.
Yeah.
Where would we be without you, delivery guys and couriers?
Right. Thank you so much.
There's security, new security jobs with them opening up at new bud shops and nightlife spots and all that good stuff. There's trimmers.
Trimmers, yes.
Yeah, so trimmers, the people who trim the little buds. The people get paid for that.
Yeah, I know someone who does that. She lives in Colorado, and she works on a weed farm, and she's a trimmer.
That is so cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like, how do you fall into that?
Yeah, how do you?
Tourism. There's a lot of new tourism sprouting up. Mm-hmm. We talked about
cannabis and travel and a couple episodes, right. And most recently in our luxury weed episode. Right. So, yeah, people are incorporating cannabis into their, like, Airbnb-type spots, right. Into their hotels, right. And tours and just lots of fun things.
Yeah, even myself, I've been looking for places because I want to go to Portland. Mm-hmm. And I found, like, an Airbnb for cannabis users, and so they have several houses on that on their website, and then the interface is not very pretty, okay. But they have these four houses that you can rent, and they're cannabis friendly, and they're I think a couple of them were bed and breakfasts. Ooh. Yeah, it's very cute. So yeah, tourism I'm sure is booming because people want to know, where can I smoke weed? And I wanna. Right. I don't. The hotels don't allow me to smoke, and the laws say that I have to smoke in a house. So I need to find, right. A house that's gonna allow me to be able, you know, to smoke. So
this is what we can offer you.
Exactly. So it's really cool. But that is actually just, you know, one of the many ways that you can make money with marijuana. Wait, let me get back to that page. Where'd you go? Here we go. Entrepreneurship. So instead of just merely applying for a job, why not go about trying to create some? The marijuana market is like any other and presents an opportunity for entrepreneurs to put their ideas into action and try to turn a profit. So doing things like making those edibles or learning how to make oils and things like that. Just start it, because mm-hmm. not that many people are doing it. So if you can learn how to do it and make a good business of it. Mm-hmm. Start your own business and then start creating your own jobs. There are already numerous startups out there competing to become the proverbial top dog in this new business sector. Some names well known like Leafly, WikiLeaf, and Weed Maps.
All right, we know of all three of them.
Yeah, we know of all three of them. Yeah, so this is really an industry where you can make a name for yourself, and it's not going to be that difficult because the cannabis industry is not an industry of old money.
Right.
This is really people coming in from the ground up and saying, because it's been quote unquote illegal for so long, mm-hmm. long money is not in weed.
Right.
Long money is in oil and in coal mining and stuff all like the that. Stuff. Right. Media. That's where old money is.
Right. Real estate.
Yeah. Investing. And we're gonna talk more about investing a little later. But that's another place for you to make money. And then business services. So like, if you are an accountant, why not be the accountant in the weed, in the cannabis industry?
Yeah.
Why not open up your accounting firm for all the cannabis, different cannabis merchants? All
right.
And businesses. You know the laws. You know the tax laws. You know how they work. You know what they need to do.
Mm-hmm. Go for it and get on this cannabis trip.
Yeah. So this is really smart. Yeah. So become a consultant for them. Offer them financial services. Like, okay, well, we do this. We know that, you know, your money can do a lot more, and we can put it invested into other things for you, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
And, but be that person for the cannabis industry.
Right. Be the Marty Khan.
Right.
Well, not the Marty Khan, but you know.
You know. But yeah. So that's really cool. Here, so guys, there's a lot of money to be made here.
Right. There's a lot of money to be made, especially, and hopefully we'll see more opportunities with people of color and for, yes. people of color too.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
And women.
Yes. Diversity women are, around. Yeah. You know, we've learned over, you know, a few episodes, you know, women are really running things in the cannabis industry, which is great. And it's also, that also is in part of the fact that old money is not in cannabis. So mm-hmm. old white men are not running it. So it allows the women the opportunity to come into it and be CEOs and things like that. Because, like, I think the amount of CEOs, I forget the percentage for the amount of CEOs, women CEOs in the cannabis industry versus women CEOs in other industry, where it's much higher for the cannabis industry. Yeah. Right. Women are doing it for themselves in the cannabis industry. I think it's like 50-50 or 52-50, 48 or something like that. Like, that's amazing. Yeah, it's an amazing ratio. Yeah.
Women's liberation.
Yes.
Liberation.
Yes. But like we said, we were going to talk more about stocks.
Stocks and bonds. Stocks.
And the different stocks that you can invest in. One of them is AbbVie, and that's spelled ABBVIE Inc. And on the New York Stock Exchange, the abbreviation is ABBV. AbbVie Inc. discovers, develops, manufactures, and sells pharmaceutical products worldwide. Their Marinol drug is FDA approved for the treatment of nausea in patients undergoing chemotherapy and is also prescribed to aid patients suffering from loss of appetite. The drug is made of a synthetic form of THC and is delivered as an oral capsule.
Wow.
Wow. So now, if it's a synthetic form of THC, then it's not really weed. It's not. So no. This isn't illegal.
It shouldn't be.
Although the DEA still classifies cannabis, what they call it, marijuana, as a Schedule 1 drug, Marinol is listed as a Schedule 3 drug, meaning the FDA recognizes the clinical benefits and abuse potentials are believed to be lower. Mm-hmm. And they also offer something called Humira, which is a biology therapy administered as a subcutaneous injection to treat autoimmune disease. Wow. So they have like a whole bunch of stuff for people who have like is it fatal diseases?
Fatal, I guess.
Or terminal. There we go. Terminal.
Yeah, that's terminal.
Terminal diseases.
Minger.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's tons of different pharmaceutical companies on the NASDAQ that you can invest in if you wanted to. There's tons of them. One, though, that is not a pharmaceutical company, one that we've mentioned several times as well, is Massroots. They are kind of like Instagram for cannabis. And they have over 900,000 registered users. Wow. That's grown up a lot since we first started using it.
Good for them.
So it's not on the NASDAQ. It's on something else that I've never heard of. What the fuck is this?
Whoa. OTCMKTS?
Oh my gosh. NKOTB. Oh my gosh.
Well, while you finish reading that, I'm going to find out what the hell this is.
Okay. But yeah, they've actually been trying to get on the NASDAQ for a while, and they've been looking for investors. But with Massroots, it seems that no one has really taken the effort to get into the NASDAQ at this time. But they still are on the Odd Future whatever stock exchange they've got going on. There's also one called MSIG, and they manufacture vaporizers and e-cigarettes, so you can invest in them. Also, another company to invest in is Miracle-Gro. Right, so if you want to grow those plants, I guess, so people who do grow plants and who farm with it, use a lot of Miracle-Gro, so it would be smart to invest in them. It says they shelled out $136 million for Gavita, a Dutch grow lighting and hardware company, and inked a deal to buy Arizona-based Botanicare, a plant nutrient and hydroponics products provider that notched about $40 million in sales. And the company has also invested heavily in Boulder's AeroGrow indoor gardening company.
So they are putting their money in a lot of places because they know that cannabis is
booming. It's on the rise.
It's on the rise. It's up and up.
It's on the rise. So OTCMKTS stands for OTC Markets Group, previously known as Pink Sheets. It's an American financial market providing price and liquidity information for almost 10,000 over-the-counter securities. The group has its headquarters in New York City. OTC traded securities are organized into three markets to inform investors of opportunities and risk. The OTCQX and the OTCQB and Pink. That made absolutely no sense to me at all. I don't know what the fuck I just read.
I don't know either.
But apparently that's what the OTC MKTS. Hold on. Let's see. Somebody asked, what does OTC MKTS mean? Does it mean the company trades over the counter or that the info on the stock is given by company OTC markets?
So that someone, is such a long ass.
Yeah. What the fuck does this even mean? So someone responded, OTC Markets is a company that provides a marketplace on which over-the-counter stocks in the U.S. can list and be traded, much in the same way that NASDAQ or NYSE are companies that provide a marketplace for publicly listed stocks in the U.S. to trade. I don't know why MassRoots would be on that, because this sounds like it only has to deal with drugs.
Are we blowing something out of the, like, the water right now?
Yeah.
But did they think no one would look this up?
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
But, yeah. So, there's that. You can you can invest. I suggest speaking with your financial planner and advisor before investing your money into just any... Wow, Alley Cat. Did you guys hear that? Whoa. I'm almost positive. I'm sure you guys heard that. That cat is upset.
What the hell?
That kitty was not impressed.
No.
No. That's what that cat was saying. No. No.
Not this pussy.
No. What? Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Oh yes, we're done with the grown people. Moving on. That
cat that guy. Wow.
Not having it. Not having it. So moving on to 4 states that legalize recreational weed, and we want to talk about how they're going to spend the extra tax money that they're going to get from this. Like, I'm really not understanding what's taking New York so long to do this.
You know what?
New York likes to be in problems.
One state at a time, one state at a
time. One state at a time, one state at a time.
Or several, just yeah. Not our time.
Yeah, can you speed it up, New York? Can we do that this year, next year, 2018?
Come on. But, you know, for all these people who are traveling to other states who are spending their money on recreational weed and who are going to these places where they have weed, where is the money going?
Where is it going? Where is it going? Over 63 million Americans now live in states where it's legal to consume recreational weed. Cannabis. Americans said yes, we cannabis on election day when voters in California, Maine, Massachusetts, and Nevada passed ballot initiatives fully legalizing the use and possession of cannabis without a doctor's recommendation.
All right.
The 4 states plus 3 additional states that approved medical cannabis programs could inject $7 billion to $8 billion a year into the legal cannabis marketplace by 2020. It's a lot of money.
A lot of
That's a lot of dough.
A lot of dough.
According to, and that's according to the preliminary estimates from the Marijuana Business Daily. That's the name of the paper. So I can't call it the Cannabis Business Daily. I can't change that. That's their name.
It's their name. Don't wear it out.
Right. Newly legalized pot will have a major impact on tax revenue, though these markets may take years to get up and running. Here's how California, Maine, Massachusetts, and Nevada plan to spend their extra tax dollars. California wants to empower communities affected by the war on drugs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Different strains of cannabis are displayed during, or in this picture, there's people looking at something, and it looks very nice. And different strains of marijuana are displayed during a rally in support of California's Proposition 64 at Spark Dispensary in San Francisco, California, and that was in 2016. They look like they are in this high scale gentleman's cigar club, but instead of it being the cigar club, it's the weed club.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, it looks like it's the weed club, and people are looking fancily at the weed in behind the glass. So residents of one of the nation's most pot-friendly states will pay a 15% tax on sales of the drug, generating up to $1 billion in new tax revenue annually, according to the state's nonpartisan legislative analyst office. The money generated by California's Proposition 64 gets deposited into a newly created tax fund in the state treasury. $10 million is going to go to a public university, which is great. Oh, cool. $10 million, and that is going to increase annually for 5 years until it reaches $50 million.
Okay.
That's going to support the efforts to help communities disproportionately harmed by the war on drugs. $3 million is going to get distributed to the California Highway Patrol for 5 years to help establish protocols.
Chip.
Right. And $2 million is going to be spent on medical cannabis research at the University of California at San Diego's research center. They have a medical cannabis research center, medicinal cannabis research.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the California Bureau that oversees cannabis control and the other state bodies will receive funds for their reasonable cost.
Mm-hmm. They don't have a total for that yet.
And then the remaining funds will go toward youth drug prevention, education and treatment, environmental restoration and protection, and state and local. Oh my God. Local words. So many words. My God. But wow. So that was just California, y'all.
That is great to know.
That was just Cali.
Man, that war on drugs, like, how much of that, like, how many people are in jail for cannabis-related offenses?
Right, right.
How many people of color?
Right, and they have this crazy disproportionate amount of people or black men in jail that didn't commit a crime, and too many white men not in jail that did commit a crime.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's a problem.
It is a huge problem.
Major problem. Big. So Massachusetts, they plan to bolster services offered by the state. They made medical cannabis legal in 2012, and then they brought in access to recreational users on election day, and it imposes a 3.75% tax on sales. Wow, creating an estimated $100 million in annual revenue.
Wow, okay.
All right, Massachusetts.
And that's also going to go for, like, funding schools, right, and that type of thing.
Right.
So it's just like, come on. What were y'all using before to fund these schools? Like, I know the money has to come from somewhere, but I just hate how unfair everything is.
Lotto.
Oh, yeah.
For Florida, I know it's Lotto. Like, my scholarship to college was from the Lotto.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I do remember on the radio it says that, like, the Lotto helps fund things like fixing roads and bridges,
right,
and
right,
da 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 da,
right. Uh-huh. But damn, I don't think that the Lotto was gonna give them that much.
I mean, shit, the way these power balls be set up.
Excuse me. True.
Winner of $689 million.
$1 million.
Like,
whoa. Million, kajillion, trillion dollars.
I went to the store today. Mm-hmm. When I got the cinnamon frosted flakes.
Yeah.
And my total came to $7.77.
Nice.
With my milk and with the plantain.
$7.77.
It's a gambling number.
Yeah. Gotta play them numbers tomorrow, honey. 50-cent box, 50-cent combo. $1 straight.
Lord Jesus.
Oh my gosh, Lotto.
Lord Jesus.
Nevada is also going to send this money to the schools.
Okay. Give it back to the babies.
Give it back to the babies.
Give it back to the babies.
So it seems like that's, excuse me, the common thread is giving it back to the schools and to the needy. California has a lot to do with their money. They're like, oh, we're going to do this, yeah. this, that, and this.
Here's our plan. Yeah. Clearly, we plan this out versus just giving the stock answer. Whoa. No, we're going to do this. And they're not even legal yet.
They're not even. Whoa.
Good for them. Good for them, California.
Indeed. Indeed. I mean, since we're on the subject of California.
California
knows how to party. Hey.
California.
West Coast.
Knows how to party. You know, feeling. Feeling something.
You did that. The auto-tune. And he actually had the auto-tune tube in his mouth in the video. Nigga, we know you're not recording right now. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yo,
that video was epic. Shake it, shake it, babe.
Shake it, baby. Yeah. Oh, for all y'all who don't know, clearly we are in hysterics over. The California
love
video.
But we did that all for Cali.
Yes.
Cali love it. Because we are on California. And California, now, again, y'all, God not through with me yet. This is the title of the article. Marijuana Monster Money. California makes more from cannabis than the next 5 largest crops combined. And the byline, is that what it is? That little thing under it.
It's captioned.
Whatever. Yeah. $24 billion is no joke. $24 billion is no joke. And we're going to get into this a little bit. This was written earlier this year, January 3rd, 2017. This is a
recent.
California's agricultural bounty is fabled, from the endless olive and almond groves of the Central Valley to the world-class grapes of the Napa Valley, to the winter vegetables of the Imperial Valley, to the garlic fields of Gilroy. My God, everything grows in California. I didn't know that they even grew almonds.
Right.
What?
And it doesn't even rain in Southern California.
It never rains in Southern California. Okay, too much.
Yeah.
But the biggest item in California's agricultural cornucopia is cannabis. According to a report last week from the Orange County Register, so this was back at the end of 2016. California's marijuana crop is not only the most valuable agricultural product in the nation's number one agricultural producer state, it totally blows away the competition.
Okay.
Totally. Using cash farm receipt data from the State Department of Food and Agriculture for ag crops and its own estimate of in-state pot production. The register pegs the value of California's marijuana crop at more than the top five leading agricultural commodities. Now, we're going to get into that. So here is how that breaks down in billions of dollars. I'm going to go from backwards to forwards for impact reasons.
Okay.
So number six is lettuce. And that's bringing in $2.25 billion.
People in California love their salads. It's all they eat.
They love salad.
They love grass with their grass, apparently.
They love it.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum. Number five, cattle and calves. And that's bringing in $3.39 billion.
Wow, okay.
Next is grapes.
Grapes for all that wine country.
All that wine, hey. Exactly. $4.95 billion. Almonds.
Something to put on your salads as well.
Right. And add some crunch.
Your flake steak salad.
Yeah. $5.33 billion. Milk. That's number two.
Mm-hmm.
$6.28 billion.
Wow. You know, I never think about how much milk we drink.
Yeah, we drink a lot of milk. Oh. We drink a lot of milk. Now, do you guys want to hear number one? And well, you guys know what number one is. Mm-hmm. It's cannabis. It's $23.3 billion.
Whoa. And it's not even legal there yet.
Whoa, man. The estimate of $23.3 billion for the pot crop is humongous, and it's nearly three times what the industry investors, the ARC View Group, estimated the size of the state's legal market would be in the near pot legalization era. So how did the register come up with that? What can explain that? What? Let's find out how they can explain that. The newspaper extrapolated from seizures of pot plants, which have averaged more than 2 million a year in the state for the past 5 years, and citing that the UN Office of Drugs and Crime use the common heuristic that seizures account for only 10 to 20% of drugs produced. That led it to an estimate of 13.2 million plants grown in the state in 2015, with about 2.6 million destroyed, based on the high end 20% figure. So they're saying the people in that report for the UN Office of Drugs and Crime, they're saying that pot production, or the growth of pot, only 10 to 20% of it was illegally grown. The rest of the pot that's grown, that's what they're saying, mm-hmm. is the legal kind that the dispensaries are using.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. However, that led to the estimate of 13.2 million plants grown in the state, with 2.6 million of them destroyed. And they used the high end percentage, because remember they said 10 to 20%, so they're going with the highest end of that and saying, okay, we're gonna say 20%, not 20% of the weed that's grown in California is illegal. They're going with the high end of that estimate. So then that makes them assume that each plant would produce 1 pound of pot at a market price of $1,765 a pound. Wow. That's a lot of money for a pound of weed.
Yeah.
But how long would a pound of weed last me? Would it last me a long time?
A very long time.
Pound of weed.
For consuming purposes, for selling purposes?
Yeah.
Probably won't last that long.
Yeah, for consumption.
Yeah,
a pound of weed would last me a long time.
Yeah,
I mean, then it wouldn't be fresh though. I feel like it'd be so long.
I mean, who doesn't like a little bit of vintage weed? You know,
you right. So maybe they're saying that maybe a California law. That maybe the law enforcement in California is really good at sniffing out pot crops and seizes a higher proportion of the crop than the rule of thumb would suggest. Still, even if the cops seized 40% of the crop and farmers only got $1,000 a pound, the crop would still be valued at $8 billion and still be at the top of the revenue heap. So they're saying that even if it's not $23.3 billion like this ArcView people said, mm-hmm. with the estimates that the cops, the law enforcement is giving them, that's still $8 billion.
Right. They're still on top.
They're still on top.
Cannabis, man. That's where the money is at.
That's where the money is at. So, and Cali has got it. I want to go to Cali and have legal weed.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I want to do that. Like, is it legal now already? Like, recreationally? Is it?
I don't know. I don't believe so.
Oh, gosh. Fine. I'll just... just got to go to Denver. And
just but, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's just an easy Google away.
You're absolutely right. Not doing it now.
Okay. But, yeah. Put a pin in it.
Yeah. There we go. Put a pin in it. I think that's such a great phrase. Put a pin in it.
What do we have next?
So, next and finally, what we have different ways that you can save money on weed.
Yes.
I mean, we all love to stretch our weed as long as we can. Who wants to go through weed quickly?
Nobody.
No one wants to do that.
No one.
So, one of the ways that you can cut down on that is, with King Brand.
The King Brand.
Yes. We've been talking about the King Brand. We love the King Brand. It is an herb enhancer, or it's a company that sells an herb enhancer that allows your blunts to last up to 5 times longer.
Yes, definitely.
And it's great for ciphers. It's great for when you just want to smoke by yourself. And you can have some last all day and then some. So, if you use the code PLDPODCAST at the end of your checkout, you will get 10% off your entire order with King Brand.
Yeah, definitely check them out. The herb enhancers, they come in little 4-ounce bottles. What you do is you take out the oil, you mix it in with half of the product that's going into the blunt. You put the dry half towards the part where you pull, and you put the other half that's been mixed in with the herb enhancer at the end of the blunt, wrap it up, start to smoke it. If you're smoking it by yourself, trust me, it's going to last you probably an hour, 2 hours mm-hmm. by yourself. In a cipher with 8 people, it passed around 3 times, no problem.
No problem.
No problem. It is really such a great product, so definitely check them out. They also have rolling papers that are corn husks that also promise to have your sesh lasting 5 times longer. So definitely check that out. Get the blunt splitter, get their papers, get their cookies. Just go to the website and buy everything. And then use our code at the end of your checkout for 10% off PLD Podcast.
Yes, at thekingbrand.com.
At the King Brand. So, what other ways can we
save money?
Save money, yes.
You can use a grinder.
Use a grinder.
That is one way that you can cut down on your costs. Now, get a good grinder. Don't get the a grinder that kind of just... I don't like grinders that still like leave everything chunky. It's just like you have to like keep putting it in there and keep...
Right.
Grinding it up and like taking it out and like grinding it up so it's the consistency that you need it to be.
Exactly. I hate that. I want it to be fine.
Right.
I want to grind it. That's
what
I'm
saying.
Yeah.
Hello.
We grind it already.
Whoa.
Yeah.
<it's> so
nasty.
So when you're grinding up the flower, you're increasing the surface area of the material so you can have more to pack in your blunts, your joints, your bowls, all of that that you're trying to smoke in. So get a good grinder.
Get one.
Go to like a smoke shop, get a great one online.
that is made of, like, it's heavy quality. It's those light ones
that are no good.
Unfortunately. They're a lot, they're very cute though.
Yeah, super cute, but they're not functional or practical at all. Yeah, they're really ornamental.
You can be smart and space out your smoking. So, you know, just ration yourself, just brace yourself. You don't have to smoke every day.
Nope.
If you don't want to, if you're trying to save money.
Exactly.
You know, sacrifices have to be made.
Right.
You can use all parts of your stash. I don't know if you want to use the stems, if you want to make some cannabis tea, some weed tea.
Why not? Why not?
You can do that.
Yeah.
Get the, if you have a 3-chamber grinder, get the keef out of there. I like to call that a little weed dust and, you know.
Yeah, sprinkle it.
Yeah, sprinkle it in your blunt. It gives you a little, like, a, it's like a nice little extra icing on the cake.
Ooh, yes. Like sprinkles on the cake.
Yeah, yes. Sprinkles on the cake.
Yeah.
Mmm. Mmm.
I want some cake with sprinkles, yeah.
Mmm. I can always go for some cake.
Yes. Cake is great.
Yum, yum, yum.
I love cake. I love it. I love it.
Well, not only that, you can buy in bulk. You know, if you can afford it.
Yeah.
Buy bigger quantities.
Definitely.
Of your weed. Because chances are, if your dealer is legit, they'll give you a discount.
Right.
The more that you buy.
Right. Right. For sure. And then also, when you're smoking and you feel that initial high, just chill. When you're smoking by yourself and you feel that initial high, like, oop, I'm feeling it, mm-hmm. just chill because it's going to get more intense.
Right.
We always have the tendency to, like, oh, I don't feel it yet, I don't feel it yet. Give it some time to circulate.
Settle
and
in.
You start to feel it, just put it out and just wait and settle in. And you're like, you're going to feel it. You're going to be like, oh, you know what? I had nothing to worry about. Yeah.
Ease into the high. Ease on down.
The high. I think that was it just for our tips.
Yeah, that was it for the tips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we taught you guys how to make money.
Yep.
Spend money. And save money
and make that money back and, by investing.
Yeah, and invest money.
Hey.
So, get into it. Well, I think that is the end of our show.
That is it.
Right. Well, you can find us on Twitter at pldpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also in iTunes. We're on Podbean, the website, potluckdinner.podbean.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also email us, pldpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And, if you want to, I forget what I was going to say. Never mind.
Well, that's it, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're signing off.
Yeah.
We're out.
Yeah.
Enjoy your week.
Bye.
Bye.